أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نبي إبراهيم ملك العالمين، السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. As we said in the previous session that if the third level that we explained, if what is visible what is your outside, what you are trying to do through your outside physical body is more toward dunya, toward the pleasure of dunya, then for sure your soul or your spirit or your good self is not doing anything, which is the hidden side, is not doing anything toward akhirah. But if your goal is dunya, then your akhirah is dropping down. And this is the Aynu Zulm. This is the source of oppression. Because now you are not anymore balancing, as we said, if you do for dunya and you do for akhirah and balance them, that is justice. But if you do more for your pleasurely life, and you forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by committing all kind of sins and forgetting what Allah has ordered you and commanded you to stop doing forbiddens, which are hidden forbiddens. There are hidden forbiddens and are seen forbiddens. The hidden forbiddens is very difficult to leave them. The seen forbidden, because in the eyes of people you might be able to play some games and show them that you are good. Even if you are not doing that, if you are completely immersed or submerged in the ocean of filthy dunya, do you think that shaitan will let you to stop doing hidden forbiddens? He will let you to be immersed also in that ocean of committing hidden sins. And hidden sins comes with the whisper of shaitan.
فوسوس لهما الشيطان قال هل أدلكم على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى فأكلا منها فبدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وعصى آدم ربه فغوى.
So the hidden one is the whisper of shaitan. As Allah said in Holy Quran, He said, Allah sent Iblis to them, right? And some people might missed the previous session where we said that the professor can a sinner be in paradise? Paradise accept sinners? It doesn't. Someone that being cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Iblis. Allah cursed Iblis. So paradise is clean, only for clean people. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mercy, cleaned the people in judgment. They send them to paradise, so they have to be cleaned. And those who are not cleaned by Allah's mercy, Allah wants to punish them because they did something too much, send them to where? To Jahannam. And then clean them, send them to paradise. Some of them, they will least stay there. So paradise cannot accept is except clean. Why Allah left Iblis there? When Allah told him to make sajda, he didn't make sajda. So he's cursed. Allah cursed him. فَسَجَدُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So they, all angels made sajda except Iblis. So Allah cursed him. When Allah cursed him, what has to do? Allah has to kick him out. What he did? He left him there. So what just he read? He came to Adam. Allah's wisdom is wants that hidden forbidden where Allah commanded us not to approach them. It's Allah's commandment. Don't do forbidden. They are hidden forbidden, seen forbidden, visible forbidden. Hidden are people they don't want seeing me, who cares? It's correct? So what happened to Adam? He, Shaitan came to him whispering hidden. Make him to take that and eat from the tree. So the hidden led out to what? To the external. So always there is a hidden side and there is the image of it, the external side. When the inner side begin to move, your physical body begin to move toward the sin. So فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. What he did? He whispered. It was enough, not to do more. He whispered to them, and what he said, I will guide you to the eternal life. على شجرة الخلد, the tree of eternity, that you never after die, after it you die, you never die or you never be وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى, and a kingdom that will never disintegrate. I'll show you that. They were in a kingdom that never disintegrate in paradise. Even a human being, Allah gives him paradise in dunya, still he wants to commit sins. He knows this is the truth. This is, I am living in paradise. Allah giving me out to eat and to eat and to drink. Still he wants to go into filthy life. That's what we said, oh, oppression. Aynu zulm. The source of oppression, the essence of oppression. Oppression to the self, to the soul. Because soul cannot carry oppression. The body might carry oppression, but the soul is difficult. That's why you see people become depressed. People who have problems, difficulties. Why? Because they oppress themselves. One time Grand Sheikh was saying that human being, their lives, Allah gave them life. All human beings, Allah gave them 137 years of age. In general, there are some might be more in previous times. From Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave them 137 years of age. But people died before 137. Why? Because every sin you commit, a part of your life will drop. Every sin you commit, it drops. You commit, drop. Commit, drop. And that's why people die 50 years, 40 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. They don't reach that 137. There are some they can reach, some they cannot. Now, if the question comes in the heart of some sick people, say, oh, why then Prophet died in year 63 of age? Some people, they might say that. Because Prophet wanted to share his life with everyone's life. That's why Grand Sheikh may Allah bless him said that Prophet accepted when Jibreel came to him and he said, you want to stay, you stay. It's in your hand. Allah is mushtaqun lak.
He misses you.
Want to come? Because he is his chosen one. His sincere servant. Allah misses his prophet. That is a symbolic way of expressing it. You like to come? Or you want to stay the whole life 137? Said, no, I can't. Okay, what you are going to do with the rest of your life, I will share it with my ummah. Because the life of Prophet is the life of a perfect al-insan al-kamil. What's insan al-kamil?
Complete
perfect man. I will share that complete perfect man, ibadah, worshipness, with my ummah. So he divided his age from 63 to 137. He divided between the ummah, that one 1 second, that one half second, that one 2 minutes, that one 2 minutes, that one 1 hour, that one day. In order that in the judgment day all the ummah appear with some of the ibadah of Prophet. So when they appear with that, they will be shining. And that's what he said, there will be a paradise, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him. Said there will be a paradise called Al-Jannat al-Muhammadiyun. The Muhammadis, Muhammadan paradise. Allah sent them there. You look. All of them, they have that Prophet, how his features, you see that these features are like, it's not the real feature, but they are carrying some of the features of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Allah made Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked his Lord, Ya Rabbi, let them share with my life. That's why Dua al-Awliya, the prayer, Dua of Awliya say, Ya Rabbi, let us share with Prophet his ibadah, his fasting, his hajj, his umrah, his zikr, his recitation of Quran, everything. In their dua, because then they would be dressed. So Iblis, what he did, he whispered. It's enough. It was enough. Gossiping in the ear of Adam. Adam was not able to resist. He moved him from within. He pulled his hand to eat from that shajaratul khuld, the milk in the yabna. Allah said in Surah Yasin, we have made for you from the green tree fire to take warmth from it. These living things is expressed in Holy Quran by tree. The good, like it is mentioned, Shajaratul Khuld, the tree of ever living, everlasting. that will never disappear. That is because Allah said to them, don't touch that thing. I'm giving the whole paradise for you free. You do whatever you like. But don't touch that one tree. They left everything and they touched the tree. Similarly, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are 800 forbidden. Don't touch them. Al-kaba'ir wa-sagar, the sins that they are small sins and big sins. Prophet said, don't approach them. What we do? We only approach them. I gave you paradise. Allah said, I gave you paradise. Enjoy it. But don't touch these sins. Everyone run to these sins. There's nothing else. That is zulm. That is oppression. Oppression is if one from one to another, that's also oppression. But the real oppression that is important is the oppression of the self by yourself. You oppress yourself by yourself. That's what Allah doesn't like. That's why it diminishes the life of people. You see, sometimes children die because they carry the sins of their parents. Take them to paradise. That's why sometimes children die on early ages. Sometimes children die in the womb of the mother to carry that difficulty. Allah is merciful. Allah knows what He's doing. He's planning. He planned everything in the right way. To save His servants, send them to paradise. Although they are sinners, but Allah's mercy is high and bigger. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالظُّلُمُ. Be careful from oppression. فَإِنَّهُ يُبْعِدُكَ عَنِ التَّوَاضُعِ. It will make you to go away, far away from humbleness. Urwa ibn Zubayr said, one day I say to Sayyidina Umar, رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. You know Sayyidina Umar.
Umar.
Yeah. You know him?
Amen.
One day he saw him carrying, you know, in the old time they have these barrels from clay that they drink with, they took water, what do you call it?
Jars.
Carrying a jar on his shoulder and walking in the street of Medina. And carry and it was. And Urwa ibn Zubayr said, Ya Amir al Mu'mineen, it's not good for you to carry that. It's not fair. I would carry it for you. He said, no, I'm carrying it. He said, you are Amir al Mu'mineen, how you are going to carry it? I will carry it. He said, no, I don't want to carry it. There was a debate here that I want to carry, you want to carry, no, I want to carry, you want to carry. And Sayyidina Umar refused. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'min, it's strange. Can you explain to me? It's not good for your presentable, for your status, that you are Amir al-Mu'minin. Even they are leaders. They had humbleness. Today, we wear our humble. We are not leaders and we are not humble. We fight with each other. We try to create in our mind a rumor which is false in order to create a confusion. Stop. And this is what Prophet prohibited. This is what we call namima. Namima and ghiba. Ghiba is when there is something happen which is clear and you take it from one to another, you tell it. That is ghiba. Backbiting. And Prophet prohibited that. But we still do it, doing it. Namima is something that is not real. It's a lie. You create it to yourself in your inner mind. It comes to your outer mind and frame for yourself an image, a picture, which becomes real to you. And you believe it. Then you begin to spread it. That's namima. It's not a real incident that happened. Or in order to give for yourself an excuse to do something, you accuse someone else of doing it. Then no one say to you, why you are doing it? He did it. So I have no right to do it. That one did it. So everyone has right to do it. Shaitan play with everyone. Correct? You see that happening? This is namima. To spread lies which are not correct, but in your mind you create them and you make them correct. You believe them. Or you want to say it as a lie as it is without creating it in your mind in order to give an excuse to yourself that this is what's happening. So we have to leave this kind of bad characteristics. This is what prevents us from reaching more and more nearer to the Prophet. This is what's preventing you from reaching sainthood. Sainthood, saints, they left that from their lives. They just don't do it. I never saw Maulana Sheikh speaking a story that passed 2 hours about it or whatever, speaking from one person to another. Take from this one, say to that one. But normal people, they are doing that. Even they think themselves they are senior representative of Maulana Sheikh, they're still doing that. But as I said, you were not here. Allah left Iblis in paradise. Not what? Paradise cannot accept sinners. But Allah left him to Ighwa, to tempt Sayyidina Adam to commit the sin. So the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's wisdom is to leave him there for Adam. It's his job to bring him to earth, to make this earth, to make creation on earth, to make life on earth. So Allah's wisdom is to make life. How to make, is to bring Adam down. So there are between the sheikhs, murids also, there are these senior representatives, because Iblis was a senior angel. Yeah? He was not a normal angel from the angels. He was one of the heads of the angels. He was a senior one, but a rotten senior one. So the sheikhs has rotten senior murids also, representative, that they are stinky and smelly. Like me. So Maulana, Shiuch, not only Maulana, but in every tariqah, they leave them there. They know that they are evil, but leave them. Give them permission, ijazah, Let us see who will be falling in their traps.
They are rotten apples. You know rotten apple?
The whole box will become rotten with one rotten apple.
Enough.
To make everything rotten.
شاهد الحق.
Not عبد الحق. شاهد الحق. أنا شاهد. There are. And that's why now people coming to Mawlana Shaykh asking for ijaza, he's giving everyone. You want ijaza, bro. You get it. Easy. To be senior. Might be they know only Mawlana two times. It's enough. Allah, give them. Let us see who will be rotten around them. So Sayyidina Umar, he was afraid. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen, the highest level. He don't want to make his ego big. He's saying to Umar, to Arwa ibn Zubayr, say, لَمَّا أَتَانِي الْوُفُودِ سَامِعِينَ مُطُعِينَ. When the delegations of different tribes came to me, سَامِعِينَ وَمُطُعِينَ, listeners and obedient, means they have accepted Islam. And I saw all these tribes coming to my presence, because in the time of Sayyidina Umar, the Islam was growing. Futuhat was the oldest, what you call the Futuhat in English?
Conquest.
All opening, all countries opening and accepting Islam. So all these delegations coming from every side. So Sayyidina Umar was so happy, he said that دخلت نفسي نخوته, entered in myself, I felt that نخوة, that pride, arrogance. I felt that, because when you see people coming to you and praising you, what will happen? Like this, everyone now, it is subhanAllah, a disease in every person today. I'm seeing between everyone, young and old. I was not seeing that before. When I was young, I never saw that. These days, I am seeing that more spreading in the world. When someone, when pride comes, means when someone gets something good, he's happy, he defeated someone else, what they do?
Yeah!
You see that? In sports, yeah, sport is teaching spiritual training to be humble. That's why they say, if you are defeated, no problem. Why then you say, if a ball goes, a football game, or tennis game, or whatever, what they do? That's what they do. Elections. In elections, when they give a speech and they be elected, whatever they are elected, whatever it is, politics or business, what they do? Yeah! I mean, we defeated them. We throw them out, garbage. Kick them out. Oppress them. We are now controlling these companies. We are controlling the company now. We are the board of directors. We are nothing. Board of directors, run away from it. It will crush you. It will make your sheikh to crush you. It will, he will make you to taste the bitterness. when you think yourself, oh, I am on the board of director of that building. I took it back. Yeah. Okay, took it back. Kick you out. Sayyidina Umar was happy with that incident. So that pride came into his heart. He wanted to break it down. So how to break it down? He took that jar in front of these delegations, filling it with water, taking it to the masjid for people to drink or me to do. Anyone do that today? If he is a winner, no, they have to put him on the chair and carry the chair and take him. They give him a trophy also. Sayyidina Umar, his trophy was what? The jar carrying on his shoulder to go to give water to people. Today they give a gold one. And they kiss the trophy. As if the trophy is going to give them paradise. They kiss what end with it at the end. They take it from them, they put it in the museum. It's not for them, it's only to look. So this is Sayyidina Umar. He's teaching us how to be humble by breaking the ego down. So when this delegation entered, listening and obedient to him listening to his opinion, because today people, if you don't listen to their opinion, they get upset, they are stubborn. Although they might be wrong, Sayyidina Umar was not wrong. He was calling them to the real way, the way of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They accepted. But there are people today, they are so stubborn, they do not accept anyone's opinion, except their own opinions. And Allah said, وَأَمْرُكُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Your matters are by consultation around you. You cannot impose your opinion on the others, either this way or no way. So when Sayyidina Umar saw them all coming like that, he was happy. When he was happy, his self was happy. There was no yeah at that time, but there was something that it made him happy. So he said, فَخَافَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. He was afraid from his Lord. It's not me. It's Allah made them to inspire them to enter into Islam. It's not you. So you're afraid to yansub ila nafsihi, to attribute to himself that action. Today everyone attributes to himself all actions, even he lies to attribute to himself good actions. He say, I did that. Although he did not. All of us. In general. So he was afraid that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will see the heart. So he's going to see in his heart that this nakhwa, this pride, ujub, al-ghurur wal-ujub, that pride and arrogance entered in his heart. So he was worried that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, what happened, Ya Umar? He want to break that. He was carrying the jar of water. So when pride enter into your heart, you will be away from realities and knowledges. فَيُصْبِحُ الْعَبْدُ بَعِيدًا عَنِ الْحَقَائِكِ وَالْمَعَارِفِ. It's not I was in seclusion. So فيصبح العبد بعيدا عن الحقائق والمعارف. Allah's servant becomes, when that pride enters, he will become far away from reaching realities and knowledges. فيطرد من حضرة الحق. He will be kicked out from that divine presence. He will kick him. Finish. You are not. لا يليق بك هذا المقام. This station is not befit you. You have pride in yourself. You leave. Go out. So عجب and pride and arrogance is very dangerous. That's what make Iblis out of paradise. Because he said, أنا خير من, I am better than him. You created him from fire. You created me from. You created him from clay. You created me from fire. I'm better than him. And we explained that fire is what? It's the dumpsters. Dumping everything and then becoming fire. In the dump state. Similarly, you have to be very careful in your worshipness even. إذا كان العبد يتقرب إلى الله عز وجل بكثرة القيام, if the servant of Allah is trying to become more nearer and nearer and nearer to the divine presence, بكثرة القيام, by excessive worshipness and excessive worshipness through night. Qiyam is when you worship at night. Because I know there are some many people, they stay all night, they don't sleep. They sleep in the morning. Because they say we are doing our wazifa at night. It's okay, good, but be careful not pride and arrogance enter, because it's entered, destroy you what you have done during that night. So if you are asking more and more through excessive worshipness during the night, it's okay. You have to be careful not to let pride and arrogance enter, and that's what happened with Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami and with Ahmad al-Badawi. Abu Yazid was asking more and more qiyam, more qiyam, more qiyam, more at night, and asking, Ya Rabbi, open my door, your door to me. What happened at the end? Because he was thinking that, oh, I am in that presence now. So what happened? Allah sent him and said, oh, you want that door to be open? Go become a dumpster to my servant. Means carry their burden. So he went to his cities, to his villages, and begin to become a dumpster, carrying their burden. I'm not talking about stories. Sayyidina Ahmad al-Badawi, the same thing. Going further, and he begin to hear voices and said, Ya Rabbi, open. And that wali appeared to him, said, you need the key, I have the key, I come open for you. He said, no, I will take the key from the key maker. He had pride in his heart. Why I have to take it from you? I will take it from there. What happened? Okay, go back. Allah said to him in a Hatif al-Rabbani, we say in inspiration that you want the keys with my that wali, you go back to find him. After he was offering to him. So pride destroys us. There are some people who work in governments. They begin to go up, higher. They reach the level of so arrogant, so proud of their jobs. They lose their iman, their faith. Very few of them, they come back quickly. Say, oh no, this is dangerous. We're not going to listen anymore to what being advised to us. It is a test. They come back quickly back. They say, no, we are leaving everything. We go back to normal. To that way that we chose from before to be in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not interested in these high positions. Awliyaullah do such tests to their followers. Bring them up, 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 up. Then they realize where we are going. We are losing. We are losing our faith. Come back. Very few comes back. Not everyone. Everyone still going their own ways. That's pride we have to eliminate from our life, or else we will be in danger. So to come closer and closer through worshipness by excessive qiyam,
night vigil,
وَالتَّأَمُّلْ وَالْمُرَاقَبَةِ, and by lot of contemplation and meditation at the time of waqt al-sahar, the time of the early time before Fajr, after midnight, we say waqt al-sahar, where everyone is sleeping, there's no one. In the time of waqt al-munajat, the time of where you do your du'as, that's everyone is sleeping and you are by yourself doing du'a. Be careful there that delegations of pride will not come to your house. All delegations at that time, with the support of delegations of devils that being supported by Iblis and his army, will be sent to your heart at that moment to trick you. Trick you with what? It's very important to know with what they trick us. Because that moment, that trick is very dangerous. When you are praying by no one with you, your family sleeping, you are by yourself, doing what needed to be done, what that moment, critical moment, comes, that shaitan can attack and destroy you. And we'll discuss this next time.